thrilled to be back for season 6 of The Drew Marshall Show. Thank you for tuning in live in The Drew Marshall Show's devoted solely to the art of music. This week's recording artists in the city are In The House. They are a songwriting duo from Toronto. Their music is a collection of dreamy sounds, catchy melodies, and haunting harmonies. I don't know, there's something so President's Choice about that. It's beautiful. Their music has been showcased on CBC's Heartland, Kim's Convenience, and Working Moms, along with CTV's Saving Hope. Commercials and award-winning independent films. This summer, they undertook a songwriting residency with the Slate Family Music Lab at the Canadian Film Centre. And In The City will be performing at Indie Night on Tuesday, September the 25th, 9 p.m. at the Piston in Toronto. Yeah, that's right. That's happening next week. Happy to have these kids here in the studio. We have so much going on. What is there, like 9 people in here? It's ridiculous.
Yeah, there's a lot of people.
I didn't expect that.
You thought it'd just be me?
Yeah.
And a dog somewhere.
Yes! Tucker the Wonder Dog is over there in the booth, whatever it's called. Anyway, welcome. Thanks. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
All right, Ashley and Timon.
That's it, Timon, yeah.
Ashley, you are not German?
No, I'm not German. No.
What are you? What are you?
My background, yeah. I guess. A mix of everything that doesn't tan.
Me too. I love that.
It's pretty cool.
Scottish,
yeah.
Irish.
Yeah. Just all the things that get sunburned. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And Timon, you have the olive skin, the German olive skin.
Mm.
I love German olives. Mm. So good. How long have you been in Canada?
It's about 11 years now. Yeah, I came in 2007.
Did you come because of a woman?
Partially, yes.
And how did you know?
The other half for school. I went to recording school. But yeah, the decision was made with a woman.
Right, right. You know what? I'm a love story junkie.
Didn't end well, so I don't know if you want to hear about it.
I want to hear about your love story. Used to.
Oh, no, we're not. We're not together.
You're not together?
No.
Does everyone assume that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry that you're not together.
We're just a boy and a girl that write music together.
Well, I feel like Julia Roberts should be saying that line. I'm just a boy standing in front of a girl. Hold on. My whole thing is thrown off now. I think it's because you both have good height. You both have good height. Yeah. You both have lovely hair. Mm-hmm. And you're both attractive. And I just kind of went, I just assumed. I'm so sorry. But everyone does that. What's annoying? Yeah. Ashley, what's annoying about that?
Oh, no. I get it.
What's annoying?
What's annoying? No, I totally get it. I don't find it annoying at all.
Okay.
I think because we're not a couple, it's like, no.
What, people are sad because when you sing love
songs?
No, we
just want to be like, no, we're not.
Oh, right. So you're sick of saying, no, we're not a couple. Okay, I got it. Yeah,
I just want to be like, it's 2018, a girl and a guy can write together, you know?
Yeah, yeah. What she said.
Yeah.
You guys are, I mean, what is it? Indie folk? Is that the term that the kids are using these days?
Yeah, we say like folk pop. Indie. Okay.
Or pop folk.
In there.
Or poke pop.
Pretty open.
Okay. Yeah. How did you find each other then, musically speaking?
Well, I was working with a volunteer group helping kids write music and with Trillium. And we were paired with a studio that Timon worked out of at the time to record the songs, and that's how we met. And there was, you know, a lot of musicians volunteering, so we all kind of jammed together, and we were like, let's try writing together, and it
worked.
Went well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're actually going to be playing the first song we ever wrote today as well.
When?
Later
now?
On.
Oh,
no,
later on.
Later
on. Oh, you got me so excited.
Mm.
Really? The first song you ever wrote?
Mm-hmm. It made it through till today somehow.
Wow.
We can't shake it.
So good.
We're like, it'll be the first song, it'll go away.
So then. Good, so good. All right, let's get into a tune. That's why you're here. Tell me about this song. Who's setting it up?
I don't know.
I think
I'll
you should,
it.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
This song's called Changing Tides, and I'll give you the Coles notes. So it's
please.
Not the long song.
Please.
Basically, I wrote it about my sister. The lyrics are inspired about my sister and sort of a health thing she went through. She's okay now.
Okay.
But it's sort of about, you know, watching someone you love go through something and all you want to do is tell them that it'll be okay, even if you don't really know, but you just want to tell them that.
Yeah. Beautiful. I love it. Okay. And it's called again?
Changing Tides. It's actually the title track of our first EP.
Beautiful. Live on the Drew Marshall Show in the city.
Mm-hmm. both had the same stud line. Hard turn, no signs. Look for a path you can't seem to find. And I'll be a flashlight in the dark. Wherever you go, I won't be far. Cause we both came from the same heart. Nothing will ever keep us apart. We'll be alright, we'll be alright. Changing tides in hard times, the earth caves, our world shakes. We'll be okay, we'll be okay. 2 years left scars. There's no maps when you're this far. Rough edge, steep climb. But we won't know if we don't try. And I'll be your backbone. Warm on your side, cause we both came from the same heart. Nothing will ever keep us apart. We'll be alright, we'll be alright. In changing tides, in hard times, the earth caves, our world shakes. We'll be okay, we'll be okay.
City. Well done, you guys. Well done. That's a pretty, pretty song. Well, I can imagine that, you know, all of your music has that word pretty to it. I mean, do you do any grunge at all?
No. It's funny you say that.
What?
Because we're in a songwriting residency now, and we write songs for film and television, so, and part of this program, we're writing songs for different projects that come out of that, like films, and sometimes you just have to let the scene dictate the genre, so it's been really fun to like push it because people think, you guys write such beautiful, lovely music, and it's found Heartland, and you know, it's like when we write on our own, it's definitely a bit of, it's that, but it's fun to just be like, now let's throw down some, you know, moody synth and
moody synth. It's a good name for a band,
you know. Yeah, it would be actually.
Okay, so Timon, when it comes to writing music for television, movies, you know, commercials, that kind of, you know, what do you call it? The commercial aspect of songwriting? What is there a term that I'm not getting here?
I guess songwriting, or generally writing music, I guess it's a bit more composing than songwriting mostly, but the difference is that you're not writing about your own inner turmoil, or for, you're writing for something other than you.
Right.
And so there's a story that you're writing to, and you have to kind of match the emotions and the sounds and everything to that, what you're seeing.
Okay.
And that's very interesting as a songwriter and musician. Because
because as creative people, it's always about going in and finding it, as opposed to looking at something and matching it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I think that there's a big difference there. So I think a lot of people I've heard in the industry want, they're dying to do what you guys are doing, because they say that's where the coin is. Mm-hmm. Right? That's where the quan is. Did I say that right, Tim? The quan?
It's pronounced guap these days.
No, from Show Me the Money.
I don't know.
He's my walking Google, and today he's crashed. So anyway, can you not? You'd make more money doing what you guys are doing than putting songs on radio. What do you think, Ashley?
Yeah, I mean, right now we're very much at like the beginning of our career, sort of, and we've been really lucky that world's really embraced us. Like it's embraced us more than sort of the commercial traditional music industry.
Yeah.
And that's what's so exciting about being an artist now, is like you can just pick the avenue that's embracing you and run with it and be like, whatever, we don't need, you know, the industry that wants us to have like 50,000 Instagram followers right out of the gate. You know, it's like, what's so great about people that place music and appreciate music in film and television is that they really just love music.
Yeah.
And to us being songwriters, that's so great.
But Timon, when you go to a, when you do, you guys are doing a gig next week, right? Mm-hmm. Indie Week. What is it again? You got to get the details. In the City, we'll be performing at Indie Night on Tuesday, September the 25th at 9 p.m. at the Piston in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, I went to Indie Week. There was a thing for media and stuff, and wow.
Mm-hmm. It's not Indie Week. This is
I'm sorry.
But yeah,
Don't try to follow my segues.
Yeah,
because I just chase a lot of rabbits, man. But my question is this: when you actually perform, and there's only, I don't know, 30 people there, wouldn't it be? Doesn't it just feel better when there's a full room of whatever instead of a full mm-hmm. bank account?
Both are nice.
You can't pick both.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I mean, I,
'cause you're sacrificing something. Everybody sacrifices something to get mm-hmm. to get something. Wow, write that down. That was gold. So you're mm-hmm. sacrificing the popularity. You just talked about the Instagram stuff, mm-hmm. Ashley, and all the big followers and stuff. And you guys are relatively unknown mm-hmm. in the music industry. Mm-hmm. Is yeah. that fair?
Yeah. Oh, totally. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think we're sacrificing. I think we're just attacking from a different angle. And I think for us, it's always been kind of like we didn't want to go on tour and play in front of five people and like spend a ton of money driving around a country that doesn't know us. And so kind of starting out with this angle, kind of getting our music out there through TV shows and getting attention from people actually all over the world through that is sort of been a plan for us so that when we actually go on tour, we have people that want to listen to us already.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where we're coming from.
SMRT. That's what that is. That's yeah. What is the bummer, and we're going to get you to do a song real quick here a second, mm-hmm. just so you know this. What is the downside to not being a couple songwriting, and what is the downside to being a couple songwriting? Because I'm sure you've written maybe with someone you kind of have a little feeling for, and then you've written with each other who you don't give a rip about. Hey, is there
I'll
any
let you take
what do you think? Upside and downside. Like, because look, hold on. Everyone thinks, oh, you're a couple, mm-hmm. and you write songs together. Oh, isn't that? And you must gaze into each other's eyes and have this, you know, stuff
like
that happens. Yeah, like you and I, Tim. Ashley?
I think the downside is kind of just that, like, there's this romanticized opinion about what's our process, and it's not that. We definitely don't just like lovingly gaze at each other.
No,
it's very much work. And you know, Timon has a partner, but I'm single, so sometimes when I go on dates and I explain, you know, what
oh,
I do,
and they're
I think,
totally jealous of this
I
dude
think so,
look
yeah.
at him.
Well, the problem also is we spend a lot of time together working on stuff now, right. more than ever because of the CFC or the Canadian Film Center, and having just released a single, it's been pretty much every day. And I probably spend more time with Ashley than with my partner. So that's something.
How's that going to work?
Good. It works well. She's very busy too. So it's fine. It's not ideal, obviously. But
look at me.
We're making it
look
work.
Look at me.
We're making it work.
Making it work. Thanks a little longer. Who's that?
Doug and the Slugs.
Thank you, Google. All right, Ashley, what are we singing?
So our next song is called When I Look Back. Okay. It's sort of sad, and it doesn't really have anything to do with what we were talking about, but just to prepare people.
We don't need no stinking segues.
It's just a very much, it's a bit sad.
What's it about?
So it's about a loss, and sort of your life after that loss.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Again, kids, live in the studio with In the City.
Sunsets, golden days I won't forget. Nights will hold you as you rest. Meet me where the road ends, lost out here without my friend, a heart that only you can mend. And are we under
Absolutely amazing. What a brilliant song. Love that song. Man. Thank you. I think I might turn into a creepy fan. This is going to be weird. How do we handle this?
This is our first radio show, so it's like...
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. True story.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm honored. I'm so honored.
So where are your fans?
Now it just did get awkward. In the City is the name of the group. The website is We Are In The City. WeAreInTheCity.com. Vocal restraint, Ashley, when you go to punch it, mm-hmm. there's times in the song that you go to punch it, and you restrain it. Mm-hmm. And I'm ready for me to adjust some dial, kind of, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden, it's almost like you go softer. Mm-hmm. Is that a professional training thing, or what is that?
I guess it's just a style, like in a preference.
Yeah, but it's so easy to mix. Not mix, but to balance, to keep the levels down, because so many people have... it's amazing how many recording artists don't even have mic awareness. Like, if they didn't have headphones on, they'd be all over the place. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway.
This is probably a reflection of how much time we spend in the studio.
Sure, yeah.
I'm very aware of the microphone.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, you practice just... with it, too, right?
Yeah.
What is the difference between you two? Musically speaking, I know one's a boy, one's a girl. Mm. One has a PP, one has none. Never mind.
That is definitely one. Well, I guess musically, I come from I grew up with more of a rock metal background. Yeah. I used to play in a metal band in Germany.
Everyone played in a metal band in Germany.
Yeah, oh, totally. They still do.
It's like Canadian hockey players. We've all played hockey. You guys have all been in metal bands.
Yeah, yeah. And so I have that background, and I still really enjoy that.
Yeah.
So I bring that in to the music somehow, I think.
Okay. How?
I think...
crash cymbals.
Yeah, I think I push for more,
high
for more edge
okay, more
when
edge.
I can,
yeah.
and when it makes sense.
Yeah.
Ashley, I think, would like introduce me to the more folky stuff, almost. I definitely listened to like Damien Rice before, but... that's an influence that Ashley brought into my sort of...
I've never met a metalhead who doesn't want to throat punch a folk singer, though.
You know, I'm not like a metal...
You hesitated, I saw it!
No. I listen to everything, really, under the moon, almost. And it really just depends on the time of day or even the week, really.
Sure.
Like, I love rap, I love techno when it's good, like...
Wait, is Techno like the guy with the big mouse head?
Sure, he probably would be.
Shauna, don't laugh at me. I'm friggin' old. Leave me alone.
Dead mouse.
Yeah. Boy. That's okay. Well, I guess so. Yeah. And I just kind of put that all under the umbrella of techno.
Ashley, mm-hmm. Would you go to a metal concert?
Yeah, I would. I mean,
would you go twice?
Maybe.
Probably not.
You guys are so interesting. I love this dynamic because there is a pushing element to mm-hmm. songwriting mm-hmm. as a duo. Like when you have songwriting partners, if you're in the same zone, in the same pocket, and the writing in the same space, and you've got the same similar kind of equilibrium in your personal lives, you just churn out blah. Mm-hmm. But the way you guys are pushing each other creatively is mm-hmm. interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's exciting to write like that too. And like we just released a single that I think is a reflection of like just kind of being a bit bolder with our sounds. Like our first EP was very, you know, a lot of people said it was so beautiful and it was calming, and we definitely tried to retain those elements, but also just be a bit bolder. Like we have trumpets in this next in the single we released. So yeah, we're definitely pushing ourselves outside of the singer-songwriter.
Yeah.
A lot more percussion going on, too.
Let's talk about this single. Good mm-hmm. segue. tell us about this signal that everybody's hearing about.
so we released a song called Best Time. We're releasing a concept EP called Marianne based on the life of my mom. And it's going to sound really sad, but the EP celebrating a life rather than mourning a loss. And the song Best Time is really just my way and of kind of reclaiming her narrative. She passed away from cancer almost a year ago.
Okay, just hold on a second.
I know I said a lot there.
No, but that sucks.
Yeah, it does suck. I will say, though, my family's a very, like, glass half full type of family.
Okay.
And so, you know, for us, it's been like, we're going through this horrible thing, and you know, it doesn't end the way that you hope it does, and people start throwing around words like, you know, lost a battle and sort of all these war metaphors, and you kind of step back and say, you know, I don't think she lost anything. I think she won at life, and maybe the thing we should be grateful for is that she was here at all. So you start to shift your perspective and be like, she didn't have to be my mom. Like, you know, the things you're born into, you just kind of take for granted, and it's like, you know, for a long time I had an amazing mom, and I still have one. But you know, and so the song is kind of my way of saying, let's reclaim this narrative, because I think when someone dies, especially over like the course of a year, and you watch someone sort of deteriorate, you kind of want to on their behalf too be like, no, let's steer the ship back and remember the majority of someone's life where they were, you know.
So I'm also a hospital chaplain. Oh, and wow. And I heard someone say recently that with the celebration of life stuff focus that's been happening these days rather than funerals, mm-hmm. I wonder if we are shelving grief in some way, because we're so afraid of grief. We're so afraid of the uncontrollable whatever that may come with it, that we then just shift into, no, let's celebrate. Let's just celebrate her life. Let's just celebrate his life. Let's just, and isn't it amazing and great thoughts and feelings? Look, no one's saying you're not doing that publicly. I mean, sorry, privately. Yeah. But publicly, it's like the British have taken over and we've all of a sudden can't have emotions. So I wonder even why I'm saying that to you right now.
No, it's interesting. And I think about that too, because, you know, we're spending so much time writing about it and I'm trying to keep it positive.
Yeah.
But I think just generally that's kind of life. Like people expect you to get back to your normal routine so quickly.
Yeah.
You know, in traditional like office environments, you only get a week off when a parent or a spouse or a sibling passes away, which
so
to
North
me is
American.
Crazy.
So North American.
So I think there's sort of along those lines, like just life expects you to be like, and we're back.
Yeah.
You know?
And we're back. Yeah.
And no one wants to talk about it. So this is kind of my way of being like, here's the thing that happened, and like, it's okay to talk about loss. It's okay to reclaim it as positive. And yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. Okay, what is the next song we're going to do? Does it tie in with that? Or are we going to play that? Like, there's a song at the end that we're going to play, right? Yeah. This Purdue song, which is called what again?
Best Time.
Best Time?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we'll go out with that, spinning off on that one. But what's the next song you're going to do now?
This one's the song, the first song we ever wrote. Save Me Some.
Live in the studio with our very good friends in the city.
Hello.
Timon and Pumbaa.
I was waiting for someone to say
that. So original. I'm sure you've never heard that before. No. Yeah.
But it needed to be said.
Needed to be said.
What was that?
All right. Ready, kids? What's it called again?
This one's called Save Me Some.
Again, live in the Drew Marshall in the city. Live in the Drew Marshall show. In the city is live in the Drew. Hey, yeah, Rain Man.
Definitely in the city.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Loveless years have left me here, and I'm not braver than the things I fear. Heart breaks, 'cause I keep on making all the same mistakes.
So stinking good in the city, live in the studio on the Drew Marshall Show. Okay, I want to get. Do you mind if I get a little awkward? Is that okay? Would you just let me get a little awkward?
Great.
What is the worst song that you have ever written?
It's called Dreams in Time.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, never released it.
You pulled that one out like that, man.
There's a bunch, but that one just kind of...
Why? What makes it bad? I'm so glad you answered it. Because, you know, like if... Sorry, this is the German in you. Mm. A Canadian would go, oh, I'm not sure. Let's see. No, German. Boom! There it is. Here's the worst one.
That's very true. Yeah. It's not the worst one, necessarily. It's one of the ones that never
but
made
what,
it anyway.
What was so horrible about it?
It was just not...
It was cheesy.
Actually, it wasn't that horrible. It was just... Boring.
Okay. Well, that's horrible. Boring
is horrible.
There's
something slightly cringy about it.
Like stalkerish or something? Or?
No, just like, that's a drum sound choice. Like, just it dated. It
right.
sounded pretty dated.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I wanted to say something and now forget what I wanted to say.
But that's a lovely way to fill dead air, what you just said. Yeah. That was good. I like that. What part of Germany?
Frankfurt. I'm mine.
I fly in there all the time, man.
Right.
I love that airport.
Yeah.
Just amazing place.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Have you been to the city at all?
No, I just go to the airport and buy stuff. I spend more money at the Frankfurt airport than anywhere else.
Yeah. Oh, it's pretty.
Especially the chocolate place. I go to Spain. Mm-hmm. That's where I kind of.
Where'd you go in Spain?
I walked the Camino a couple of years ago.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah. I always wanted to do that.
Yeah, a lot of Germans. As a matter of fact, I'm sorry, can we just have a moment? Are there people listening to the show? I don't know.
Be awkward. Keep up.
Stop it.
All right.
What was I going to say? Oh, Camino. I met a guy who was like a international kickboxing champion from Germany.
Okay.
Apparently he's a big deal. And he had Lou Gehrig's disease. And before Lou Gehrig's disease took over his body, he wanted to walk the Camino. But when the nights got cold, I had to help him do his pants up, and his, like, he couldn't work his hands and fingers, and he was an interesting guy, so interesting. And I love the directness of the Germans.
Uh-huh. Yeah, some love it, some hate it.
Yeah, but those who hated are Americans, we don't care about that.
So did you walk the entire path, actually?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, 1,000 kilometers, did it within a 3-month vow of silence.
Wow.
Imagine me shutting up for 3 months. Okay, that wow is a little too wow over there, Ashley. Ashley, where
I might be projecting.
Where were you born and raised?
I was born in Peterborough. Yeah.
Wow.
Actually, I was born in Toronto, but raised in Peterborough.
Okay. So, were you a puck bunny?
Yeah, I did. It was like the only thing to do. I wasn't a puck bunny, but like I went to the Pete's. Yeah.
Okay.
Peterborough Pete's. Yeah. Yeah. It was like the really only thing to do. And then like much music video dances.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Where everyone danced like Carlton?
Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah.
That's good.
But we all went to, because at our school we would do slow dances and then they'd say, no, leave room for Jesus. So then we'd all go to the much music video dance.
You went to one of those schools too?
Yeah.
Leave room for Jesus.
Yeah.
That's a good line, though. I mean,
you got to work that into a song, man. And not a... Anyway.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you went to a Jesus school?
I went to a Catholic school that took slow dancing very seriously. And then we never had, like, a dance again. So that's why we all went to the much music video dances.
So funny.
Yeah.
In the I used to rodeo, and, well, when I say it, I use a small R with that. We used to call slow dances buckle shining.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
What did you call it?
Buckle shining.
Oh,
know what I mean?
Yeah.
Know what I mean, Vern? And then I went to boarding school, and it was all boys, so we shipped in girls from another girl's boarding school. Okay. And this one time at boarding school, we slashed the tires on the buses of the girls so they couldn't leave.
Oh, my gosh.
Smart.
Hate when that happens. Well, we're gonna spin out with your last track here on your CD. By the way, the CD is called...
So our previous EP is called Changing Tides, and then this is a new release from an upcoming EP called Marianne.
So this isn't even out there?
It's on Spotify. We released
a single.
Yeah, okay. Just a single.
Yeah. All right.
It's on Spotify and on all the digital things.
And we're all queued up there, Timbo?
Yes, sir.
Timbo Slice. Oh, I got a new name for you.
Oh.
Mm.
Timbo Slice. You ever seen that guy? He's not around anymore, is he?
Oh, I was just going to ask that, actually.
Yeah. I don't think he is.
I don't even know what Timbo Slice is.
He tried UFC but got smoked.
Yeah. He was a bit too...
Dopey?
Too street, probably.
Too street.
Like, in his style,
yeah,
I think. I don't watch that stuff a lot. But
he walked into the ring and got all brat, brat.
Just like me.
Sean, I did that for you. all right, well, sorry, stay focused. What am I doing here? You've been listening to In the City. The website is wearein the city.com. I loved having you guys here.
Thanks. Yeah, it was so great for us to be here.
Oh, I know it was good for you guys, but I really, really enjoyed it. what was I saying here? In the City, they will be performing at Indie Night on Tuesday, September 25th. That's next Tuesday, 9 p.m. at the Piston in Toronto. I don't think I've been to the Piston.
It's a great sounding room.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Where is it?
It's kind of new in the past couple years. It's like Bloor and Ossington. Right beside Long and McQuaid, actually.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then I've totally been in that area.
As long as it's firing on all cylinders, it's good.
How far? Really? Really, Tim? Piston.
Timbo.
Timbo Slice. Anyway, we're going to go out with the track here. And then when we come back, oh boy, are we. I know that our listeners are so excited about this segment. Tim and Drew Catch Up. Yep, that's the kind of radio programming we offer here on the show. And we'll bring Tucker the Wonder Dog into the studio. Tim and I have not caught up all summer. We've got lots to talk about. A bit of frivolous nonsense here on the show. And then it won't last you long, because then at 2:15, we've got our WTF segment. That stands for Where's the Faith with Bob Smetana. He's the editor-in-chief of Religion News Service. We're going to talk about this crazy world of religion and faith and cults.
Oh, my.
And there was something that I... No, that's not important. And then after that, we got a HarperCollins author, and then we got the Journey guy who's the son of a prostitute. Again, another great line for a song. And then Andy Burnham, he's the editor of The Old Stones, a field guide to the megalithic sites of Britain and Ireland. I was not impressed with Stonehenge at all. I even sat beside some people that were swaying in a circle, like sitting on the grass and kumbayaing or whatever they were doing, and I got no vibes, nothing whatsoever. Our Hollywood correspondent, Carrie Pomeroli, will join us a little bit later, as well as our terrorism update with Mubeen Dabam Sheikh. Lots more. You want to stay with us because, well, we've got lots more. Here's this great Wee Tunes. Is this the right song? I don't know. Mm-hmm. You're hearing it right? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Staring out at an ocean of love, and I'm so proud of all that we've done together. I know we might not have forever, but I still couldn't ask for better. And don't I know time moves too fast, as I'm looking at my hourglass. I've learned the only thing I need is you standing next to me. Babe, I know the curtain's closing soon, but that doesn't mean it's over for me and you. Before it's my time to go, I just have to say, our love will never fade. Our love will never fade. Darling, thanks for the wild ride. Oh, what a beautiful life. I had the best time with you. Oh, I had the best time with you. I just wanna sing your praises. Tonight.